What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of today. Well, it's our midweek look. Doesn't feel like it, does it? But it is. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Short this morning because we decided to concentrate on the not-so-miserable news. The luxury, the colours, the murgas, the art, the colecos, the music and the beauty of the queens reached their maximum splendour on the last day of Carnival in the La Villa province of Los Santos. Considered one of the busiest carnivals of the Azuero region, the La Villa Carnival had a tremendous carnival Tuesday. From early on, thousands of people gathered in the Calecos area to enjoy the water sprayed from the tank cars while music boomed from the speakers. The long-awaited parade of the queens of Calle Arriba and Calle Abajo, accompanied by their respective prickly pears, was also a special moment on this last day of celebration. The luxury of their outfits and the floats in which they were transported reflected the wonderful artistic expressions of the artisans in charge of this amazing work. The Panama Canal, that's going to maintain, at least until April, the recurrent restrictions on the passage of ships through the locks, an operation governed by the weather, the amount of rain that falls in the country, its storage and the rationed use of the resource. In an interview with the Associated Press, Rigoarte Vasquez, administrator of the canal, said that the restriction of 24 daily transits will remain in place until at least April of this year, compared to the 36 or 38 transits that usually take place during the normal times. Vasquez told the news agency that they could increase the transit of more ships if weather conditions allow it, especially with more rain. However, he explained that this normalization is unlikely to occur before 2025. The Panama Canal Authority monitors the level of the Gatun and Arahueja lakes, in addition to water precipitation, so it can be confirmed with greater precision if there will be any change in the ship schedule between the 15th and the 20th of March, when the weather forecast is made for the next 45 days from that date, which has 75% reliability, indicated Vasquez. At noon on the 13th of February, that was yesterday, Tuesday, Lake Alawea had a level of 244.56 feet, when its operating maximum is 252 feet. The Gatun Lake, meanwhile, was at 81.04 feet, and its maximum level is 87.5 feet. Although neither of these two reservoirs is at its optimal levels, they do not show greater depression, precisely due to the water-saving measures, considering the drought of 2023 and foreseeing very dry days in the current summer of 2024. International travellers have Latin America on the radar for their plans for this first semester. The World Travel and Tourism Council indicates that a study which was carried out with the travel analysis company Forward Keys, that the arrival of visitors to the region will increase 16% between January and June of this year, in comparison with the same period in 2019. There are cities that will register a greater movement of travellers. The air terminals of Cancun, followed by Panama City and Mexico City, will report the highest passenger capacity in this semester. The report estimates that the Tocumen International Airport will move 5.5 million people connecting or transiting in these 6 months, a calculation that is made based on the number of available seats that the airlines will have for that season. This figure represents a 13% increase in capacity compared to 2019. The flavour of Panamanian speciality chocolate with cocoa from the lands of Bocas del Toro, Chiriquí and other provinces seduced in Amsterdam, Holland, during the most important international fair of the chocolate industry, Chocoa, which was held between the 6th and 11th of February. For the first time, six companies that produce, market and process speciality cocoa chocolate exhibited their products and techniques and the flavours of this nectar of the gods. Panamanian chocolate thus makes its way to export to international markets and become a reference as its geisha coffee and other speciality varieties for which they pay thousands of dollars. Oro Moreno, Chocolates Bocao, Forest Finance Panama SA, Cocoa El Delismo, and Cotoa Chocolates Victoria, and the Cooperative de Servicios Múltiples, Cocoa Boca Terrena, RL. They all showed their products at the fair, attended by 2,000 professionals and more than 8,000 customers. And this Sunday, February the 11th, while most people in the country participated in the 2024 Carnival festivities, two huge cruise ships arrived at the port of Colón 2000. The National Immigration Service revealed that they served 6,018 passengers. These were the Aurora ship and the Rotterdam, confirming that the itinerary of the ships that are scheduled to reach the Panamanian Atlantic coastal continues with the wind in their favor. Those ships were huge. From a distance, they looked like condominiums at the bottom of the city of Colón, and they were at the dock all day. Before these ships arrived in Colón between Friday and February the 9th and Saturday, February the 10th, the National Immigration Service had attended five other cruise ships. One of these was Rhapsody of the Seas with 2,324 passengers. On smaller vessels such as the Les Dumont, there were 283 cruise passengers, and at the Wind's Star, attention was provided to 257, while at the National Geographic, there were 152 visitors received. 3,000 travellers were reported on board the Norwegian. So there you go. Doesn't all have to be bad news, does it, really? That's it. It's a short look. Some of the less mundane bits of news for today. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, there we go. That's it. That's our look at some of the news stories here in the Republic of Panama for you this morning, compiled on the show with a little bit of a slant to the better news and not so much the bad news. And that's it.